Bonjour.
Bonjour, bonjour,
good
bonjour.
Morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Madame Renou.
Monsieur Andrea, Monsieur Oiseau. Oiseau.
Good morning.
Bonjour, bonjour.
So, good news.
Yeah.
I know the
this
date.
Is off the Cafe Tertier, and we are at the Oroville Radio in Oroville. And today is
Friday, 7 August.
2000.
Wow. Oh, this I don't know.
15.
We got something right. Okay, good.
No, not exactly. So, we have a lot of topic today. Andrea, you start first.
I have a long list of topics, but yesterday got raised by an emotional situation that happened here, so I'm a little bit lost about...
Where to start?
Yeah,
what is the priority?
What is the priority? What for me was the human unity. Okay. And
exactly. Let us really think about what's at the heart of Oroville and what's the purpose.
Okay, we will go back on this topic. I have also a topic. I don't know if you are interested.
Very much.
So I read in Euronet, and suddenly, end of the month, we got... minimum for 3 or 4 reports, one of the working committee, one of the land, one of
TDC,
one of Oroville Council. There is too much report. I refuse to read it, but I have some news about the sludge. We'll see later.
So as an Orovillian, one of the major exercises being an Orovillian is that you have to give 2 weeks feedback on everything, whether it's a person, a building, a place, a policy, a decision, a major move for Oroville. You have 2 weeks. So in this season is the time where, in fact, we should all just be sitting at home analyzing reports. Getting further information if needed, going inside and asking mother for solutions. Whatever it is that the Orovillian, you have to all understand that the basic job of an Orovillian is to read reports and to answer survey questions.
Yeah,
also
so we have to complain first. Too much report. We need to understand the subtlety of this report in English.
I liked what Andre Tarde wrote in the last News and Notes, and he said, you know, everybody in Oroville should be concerned about all of Oroville, and I totally agree. We can't have all of the specialization like we've always had now that, oh, I only do this and I don't care about the rest. You know, people could be dying of ill health. No, we have to have a holistic approach, and he's right. Every Orovillian does have a kind of responsibility to look over the whole, even though they may specialize or have more contributions to give on a particular subject.
And most of the time, these people are the ones that are the thinking out of the box. They're not just going through the normal way to prepare this and that in a very formal way. So we are in a place where we have to make something innovative, and then it comes back when you are into something too much, like me in communication. Maybe I'm replicating something that I've done from my previous 30, 40 years of experience, so I'm very much inclined to think about that is the way to really move out of our, let's say...
Status quo.
Status quo.
Yeah,
it's uncomfortable. We're all in an uncomfortable status quo.
Correct.
I think some people are more comfortable, and perhaps that's why the status quo is being maintained.
We have an opportunity to express this new fraternity that we need to develop with the 15th birthday of the Botanical Garden, the 29th, a Saturday, that everybody is invited at 2 p.m. The Genius Brothers will be there with Oroville Radio, that we welcome. After 2:15, 2:30, they will have different workshops in a different place of the Botanical Garden. And after around 5...
What day is this?
Around 5, there we have a mini show with the Oroville Radio, Genius Brothers, about the 15th birthday of the Botanical Garden. It will be the Saturday, 29 August 2015.
Good, good, good.
So this is the first stuff.
Yeah, that is
After, I hope that Oroville Radio, we will do a kind of the formula that we did for Charlie, because it's more open for all kind of stuff. And I hope for us it will be a second operations.
Interactive.
Situation. After we can do that with the youth center, because there, as you know, there is some problem with the Crown Road, so we need to also to understand about the L'Avenir, what is the problem of the youth and this. So the radio, the Genius Brothers, we can be a tools to go on spot, because it's important to go to on spot and to give information with correct information with a kind of flow of joy of presentations.
Absolutely, yes. So Renou, she will be involved into presenting more or less the radio side, and Wazol, he will do his show with Paul.
Paul and Jesse.
Paul and Jesse and the Genius Brother.
Yeah.
So 29th of August.
Okay. Also, I would like to point out to all our listeners that now you can also leave an audio message to our Oroville Radio, and we have the opportunity to record it, to broadcast it. So criticism, the good, the bad, the ugly, it would be...
The good. The very good.
It'd be nice to hear from everybody
from the world can forward to our radio where there is a kind of machine.
Yeah,
that
there's a free voicemailing thing. It gives you 90 seconds to leave a message.
Yeah.
And we really hope to hear from the world.
Okay, yeah. Super.
And from website, Orwellians, yeah.
There is a little bar on the right side where you can click and it pop up something and you say, yes, I want to leave a message. And the message will be posted directly in our mailbox and then we will take care of using in our program that maybe we can develop in relation that we have this new feature.
It's a new feature.
Thank you, Sergio.
And we're going to look at how to develop it further. So please start using it so we can learn how to use it.
Yeah, maybe we can give suggestion also how to make off the cuff better or which kind of topic you would like to listen to.
I'm not agree at all because the principle, if I understand, you invite me because it was the beginning, it was your guy. You invite me, it was off the cuff, so I understood I have nothing to prepare because it's the game and we accept just to say 5 minutes before we arrive to say okay, what's up?
That's okay, it'll be another program called Reno Answers Your Questions.
Exactly, it's better you do that, guys. No, I mean, I like this imposition. For example, sometimes we are late, we know nothing, some topic we know. For example, for the sludge, we are in avant-garde. We know before everybody.
Oh,
because we are in a...
Breaking news.
Yeah, breaking news. Because we are the actors, we are directly on spot of the issue, so we can give information even before everybody knows.
So let's go. What do you know?
So the good news is, after all the story of the botanical garden, we decide to say we need to find a place, a temporary place, and we find a new place now near Fertile. So the experiment at the Fertile Mango Field is finished. It was for 1 year something. So now everybody is agreed to shift there. Just today, I have to go to the forest group to present that now we are all agreed to shift there. Just we need some money. 1 lakh that we want to make an estimate for the BCC because we want to have a public service free. And for that, we are presenting that to the forest group that it is for us one of the authorities that we want first to have the green light.
Good. Oh, you say authority?
Yeah, authority, because it's a paradox. It's in the same time, I recognize that in terms of collective, we need to have group, but they have no power. The power must be on the individual or each one. You must say, I am the forest group, I am the entry group, I am the working committee. You have to be all. But my mission is what? I am in this piece of land. I need to give good data to the forest group, good data to the green group, good data to the TDC, good data for the guys in the end need to have this good data to make the map. Me, it's not my job to do the map. It will be TDC. My job is to give correct information about what's happened on my land, correct information about that, and they have to understand that my needs to bring back. This is what I understood.
Since we are infertile, I would like to have some information regarding Johnny. Because,
okay, so Johnny has christened the new is the first is the first man who is sitting in Santé, the new building that has opened right next to Arca on the Crown Road, and he has a little room there. And
What happened to him?
So Johnny was at the so the story of Johnny was he took all the kids up to Gingy and they trekking far away. They go to the cave, and there he was standing on top of the waterfall, and he slipped and broke his hip. And then the incredible movement of the Oroville ambulance going all the way up to Gingy, getting people to come up, trek up all the hills.
Yeah.
Luckily, by miracle, there was a Russian paratrooper who knew how to put a splint on him and create a gurney to carry him down. It took a long time, so they had managed to carry him up. Ruslan walked up, gave him a shot to bear the pain. Then the others came and took them many, many hours to carry him down. Then he was put in the ambulance, brought to Jipma.
At 1 a.m.
At 1 a.m. they arrived. Jipma said they couldn't operate on him, but they took all the pictures. So then they had to take him to the East Coast. East Coast, they operated him. You can see the hairline fracture. They had to put some screws in. And now he's recovering at Santé.
Yeah.
In a beautiful room.
We have to say that it was an incredible adventure for all the friends. No, because it was how to save Johnny from the cave. And normally he was alone. If you know the place, it's amazing. It's 5 minutes, they have to change the team. It's so difficult to carry somebody.
You're clambering up through boulders on a very small path. And it was also, because it was the full moonlight, there was all these swamis going up to the cave. And so these guys are coming down now. Om Durga, Om Durga. This is what I heard from Paul, who was part of the rescue team. And Johnny was lying on the stretcher, and they all came and did pranams to Johnny, and Johnny was also Om Durga, Om Durga. So everybody was
How to save Johnny.
Okay.
So now he's in Santé's, his new building.
Yeah, Santé is the new building that is in
the
ground.
So one day we have to speak about that issue, about this.
So the Santé still, it's wonderful, but it's really more for therapies, and so we still are going to require something for the 100 Aurevillians that are over 60. That needs to be that will need taken care of, that will need all sorts of care.
We have this problem now with Gupi that is looking for a place to stay.
Yeah, but actually ARCA, maybe some part of ARCA could cooperate and coordinate with Santé. That would be good, so that we could have that facility nearby where they can have treatments and a place to stay, which I think would be really...
There was apparently some confusion, say how to approach, how we become more and more old, how we our relation with the body. Some people will be more easy, some people will prefer to stay home, some people maximum, some people is the opposite. They will need a lot of help from nurses in this. So we need to see all this diversity of treatment of body, of needs, this. And for the moment, we have been in a direction that did not satisfy.
Hmm. But diversity. Good that we have seen
better than nothing
showing up, and Santé has been inaugurated or is going to be inaugurated
soon, 15th of August. Yeah.
So the infrastructure is here. We need to organize better ourselves.
Well, in fact, the problem of Oroville is exactly like the problem of the world. We have everything we need. It's a little bit more of a fluidity
missing
in its
the
use.
FM station.
We're missing the FM.
Okay, I will also, too, because we speak about our senior, to see... For me, in terms of development, never we understood why the youth center have been in the middle of the Crown Road. L'Avenir TDC 6 years tried to develop Oroville without taking care of this fundamental problem, while the youth are in the middle. So if we don't resolve the dialogue with these new generations, if we don't understand their need, what kind of diversity of hours they need, a different age, we can try all kind of development, it will never work.
I think it's ironic because I remember Kirit Joshi saying for a long time that maybe the way that Oroville should start developing is putting the child at the center of Oroville. So in that sense, it's very symbolic that the youth center is sitting in the center of the Crown Road. And how do we actually take to heart what that really means? I think it's a very important and needed kind of ethical or visionary guidance, because so many things we find, we've become quite egocentric, each of us, especially now that we've all specialized in our own fields, etc. So we've kind of lost this holistic vision. And it's good if we have something that's not just about ourselves. And when you say no, it's about the future, so we try and put the children of Oroville before ourselves. I think that's a very good tagline to move forward on.
By the way, the 12th of August, there will be an event in Bharat Nivas regarding the youth. Has been organized by the youth
link
that has been very active.
The International Youth Day.
Exactly. Yeah, so there will be an event happening soon in the 12th of August. That is also maybe sort of this kind of direction that Oroville must go for. And maybe this is a little brick for the new kind of building that we have to build in this trust.
We will see, because there is the official approach of establishment speaking about problem of youth, and there is the reality. We will see. Guys, I have a surprise. Can you remind me how to donate to the radio?
Yes. Do we want to donate something?
Yes, I would like to know how we do. Tell me, Andrea.
Okay, so here we are. We are almost 15 minutes after the beginning, and we do have a nice fundraising happening, because in September we start again, and we do have an account at the financial service. 251369.
Okay.
This is here in front of us, financial service. Otherwise, people that are happy
abroad
to donate from abroad, they can use the donation homepage of Auroville Radio, and easy is
auroville.org/donate.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you also to remind me.
Yeah, yeah. Just one day, I hope we will spoke about to finance the Auroville Radio, public service, private radio, stuff like that. Bye-bye. We know nothing.
We know nothing.
Ciao.